at WRCT Pittsburgh.
We'll be right back.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, where we are proving that metal never dies. It just goes in cycles. Band called Iron Kingdom there, song called Sheath the Sword. They have a new record called The Blood of Creation. It's funny, like everything I've played over the last hour-ish is all brand new, but it sure doesn't sound like it. Metalian. It's one of those bands that the name looks good on paper, and I can't say it. Metalian. Song called Rise of the AI off of their Beyond the Wall LP. Sumerlands before that with Twilight Points the Way. Acid Blade before that with Hot Bloods on the Loose. Oh no, Hot Bloods on the Loose. Black Royal before that with a song called Barren Land from their Earthbound LP. Started off with Asteroid. Song called Righteous Fool, most recently appearing on the United We Stand compilation put out by the fine folks at Ripple Music. I say fine folks because they put it up on Bandcamp for free. It's a way of getting you to listen to other bands on their label, but still, free. Free. Oh, my goodness. What can I tell you? I can tell you that when it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth, and it's not cool to be at a show smoking your pina colada smelling vape thing, dude. Not cool. Anyway, vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metal into your body, and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development throughout their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you, unless you're some guy at the show yelling at somebody smoking pina colada vape pens. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, whose website is www.samhsa.gov, in case, you know, you wanted to go look at that. Better things to put in your body. Spac Brothers Pizza is a good thing to put in your body. Spac Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives for those things. Spac Brothers uses no refined sugars in their sauce because it's gross. They use unbleached flour in their dough because it's better. Spac Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering when you go to their website and look at their menu. That is all on their site at spacbrothers.com, spakbrothers.com. That is how you do it. I believe they are open for like 30, 40 more minutes. Boy, if only there is a way to know exactly when they were, how late they were open. Oh, well, if you are interested in doing some underwriting for our radio station, we would surely appreciate it. You can send us an email at pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And while I'm on the subject, I've said it before, but I probably don't say it enough. If you are listening to this and thinking, man, my band sounds like this, or my friend's band sounds like this, hey, you should send us your record. We want to play it on the air. And when I say record, I mean, you know, Bandcamp, link, whatever. Send some mail to metal@wrct.org, and I will be in touch in the best kind of way. I should probably stop talking. This band's called Rising Fall. We'll be right back.
clothes. I'm hair, I'm car, I'm house. Shorts of breath, shorts of life.
RCT Pittsburgh.
I've never heard anything like it.
Carnegie Mellon's freeform radio station.
Where are you? We are having the most rocking party here.
88.3 FM. If you're not tuned in,
you are missing out.
WRCT.
Come on, buddy. This is cool.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy. But also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your radio, maybe WRCT.org on your web browsing device of choice. A band called Temple of Void there. That's of void, not a void. Their most recent record is called Summoning the Slayer. There's a song called A Sequence of Rot. Before that, some new stuff from HAQ123. Their new, I'm going to call it an LP because I think the difference between EP and LP is always confusing and weird. It's a six-ish song thing called Six Sick Hits. I heard a song off of that called How to Look Cool. It's where Bandcamp is your friend. Go Google HAQ123 and you should be fine. New stuff from Off before that. Song called The Worst Is Yet to Come from their new Free LSD record. Sectarian Bloom before that with Because We Like It. Science Man before that with The Sign from their Nines Mecca LP. Despise You before that with 09-13-1991. Before that, Napalm Death covering Bad Brains Don't Need It. That is from their Resentment Is Always Seismic. Again, EP, LP? I'm going to say EP. I think that recording also had them covering a Slab song, which was a surprise until I realized, oh yeah, they're from England. Duh. Geishas of Doom before Napalm Death with Send Them All to Hell. Start off with Rising Fall doing English Motorbiker from their Rise or Fall LP. And that is what you've been listening to on your favorite radio station. Good for you. I don't have anything else to tell you. This band's called Crypts of Despair.
Brave. Go. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.